Mr. President, Sierra Leone welcomes the delegation of South Sudan to this UPR session and thanks them for their presentation. It is notable that since 2008, the government has enacted 133 legislative norms and domesticated 11 international and regional conventions. Sierra Leone also notes the efforts to establish a transitional government of national unity and calls on all parties to actively engage in a peaceful resolution to the conflict. Meanwhile, international humanitarian and human rights law must be respected. An end to the conflict would enable the government of Sudan to address the pressing needs to ensure the fulfillment of all human rights of its people. In its national report, South Sudan has pleaded for its assistance in capacity building and for technical assistance to meet its human rights commitments. My delegation calls on the international community to heed this call. Recommendations: 1. Ratify the ICESCR and the ICCPR and other core international human rights treaties and conventions it is not yet party to. 2. Investigate and prosecute incidents of sexual violence perpetrated by both parties to the conflict. 3. Strengthen transitional justice by establishing the hybrid court and a Truth and Reconciliation Commission. To conclude, Sierra Leone wishes South Sudan a successful completion of this second UPR cycle. Thank you, Mr.